News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump's declared success over a new bill to fund the government and lift the debt ceiling a day before a government shutdown. But Sagar Magani reports next steps remain uncertain.
Given hardline conservative Republican opposition, the GOP needs Democrat votes to pass any package. It's uncertain if any are on board or were even brought into the talks. After earlier urging Republicans to do the right thing, top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries calls the new Trump-backed plan laughable and not a serious proposal.
A Georgia appeals court has removed Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis from the state's election interference case against Trump. Willis intends to ask the Georgia Supreme Court to review the decision. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO is being held without bail after a federal court appearance in New York. Norman Hall has details.
A federal magistrate has ordered that Luigi Mangione be detained in connection with new charges in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione was flown to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was arrested. A federal complaint charges him with two counts of stalking and one count each of murder through use of a firearm and a firearms offense. Murder by firearm carries the possibility of the death penalty. Mangione also faces a New York State indictment for murder as an act of terrorism. Investigators believe Mangione was motivated by anger toward the U.S. healthcare system and corporate greed. I'm Norman Hall.
Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters Union are holding a strike at seven of the company's delivery hubs. Driver Emmanuel Trinidad tells WABC he wants
better pay, better job security, and also the safety.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin held a lengthy year-end news conference and call-in show aimed at reinforcing his authority. Among other things, he boasted the military operation in Ukraine has strengthened Russia, boosting its military and its economy. This is AP News. The Commerce Department's third and final look at third-quarter GDP shows economic growth at a healthy 3.1% annual clip from July through September is powered by vigorous consumer spending and an uptick in exports. Mortgage rates are up this week. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.72%. Jobless claims had a marked drop last week. And Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets report.
An early rebound on Wall Street petered out by the end of the day, leaving indexes close to flat. The S&P 500 edged down by 0.1% Thursday. The benchmark index is coming off one of its worst days of the year after the Federal Reserve said it may deliver fewer cuts to interest rates next year than previously thought. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 15 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.57%. Seth Soutelle, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.